The Japanese written word of the written form of the word crisis is made up of two separate Chinese characters, side by side. Two other words, in fact. And these are the characters for danger and opportunity. So crisis is a danger opportunity. And of course, death is a great crisis. Well, it's the great crisis. It's the great danger. And it's also the great opportunity. It's the moment when, according to the Bardo Todol, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, we can choose to be reborn. Choose to go around the samsaric wheel of life once more. And that's the danger of death. Or we can seize the opportunity to release ourselves from the wheel and move towards the transcendental, towards the five Buddhas. To choose rebirth is the danger of death. To choose release is the opportunity of death. As we walk into the critical situation, the crisis of our own death, we can react or we can act creatively. Bante talks of the creative mind, the reactive mind, rather, as being the mind that binds us to the wheel. It's the mind which causes us to firstly feel, then crave the false refuges. Whilst the creative mind is the mind that, dwelling in the gap between feeling and craving, opens up the gap, opens us to the possibilities of choice. We can choose the spiral path, let go of craving, detach ourselves from its influences, shift our attention towards the transcendental, towards the true refuges that dwell in the mandala. So between mind reactive, mind creative, between danger and opportunity, there is the gap of the great crisis, where we can go onwards on our journey or we can fall back. The crisis that we're presented with in the cremation ground is evident. As Subhuti put it, every situation either leads to a cul-de-sac or opens up into the infinite blue sky. In this place, we must seize the opportunity and change. Awareness of the opportunity of the situation is the gap. The cremation ground is the gap. In fact, it's more than a mere gap. It is the space, the infinitely open dimension of the situation. It is shunyata, the place of transformation of our whole being, our whole self, is possible here, is necessary here, in the cremation ground. In particular, we can see the cremation grounds as representing the transformation of all the different aspects of our consciousness, the complete change of our minds. The Yogacharan school divided the mind into eight parts, with a cremation ground for each part. There's the consciousness associated with the senses, taste, touch, sight, sound, smell. There's a consciousness which perceives mental events, ideas, memories, fantasies, dreams. There's a consciousness that interprets the world in terms of I and mine, of self and other. And this is the root of all our troubles, by the way. And then there's the deepest level of the mind, the basic universal consciousness. All these are transformed in the cremation ground. Seeking out the cremation ground, then, is to face up to the existential fact of life and death. If we contemplate impermanence, if we let go of self and other, we undergo death, spiritual death. We abandon egotistical me and mine, and all aspects of our consciousness are changed. A turning about in the deepest seat of consciousness takes place. Our previous limited view of ourselves and the world has to be dead and buried, or cremated, if we are to experience the limitless consciousness that resides at the heart of the mandala, before we can take our seat in the sacred palace. So the hero, us, fearless and resolute, travel through the theatre of life and death, the arena of spiritual development, and are radically transformed. Direct experience of the death of one's old self is necessary for us to proceed on our journey.